team, and welcome to episode one of the Patch Podcast. Now, I hear you all saying out there, the Patch, what's the Patch all about? Who are these guys? Well, we're really proud to announce the launch and the new introduction of our People and Culture Hub, aka the Patch. Who are we, you might say? Well, my name's Dwayne Richardson. I'm the Managing Director of Corporate Challenge Events. And I'm going to be joined with a variety of different people as we go through our podcast. Today, I have Hugh Sykes, our New South Wales State Manager, and probably more importantly, our Head of Research and Development at Corporate Challenge Events. So, hey, Hugh, how you doing, mate?
G'day, Dwayne. I'm well, thanks.
That's good. So, look, would you like to maybe tell people a little bit more about what we do and what we've been doing for the last 25 years and exactly, you know, what Corporate Challenge stands for?
Geez, 25 years, eh? Well, I can definitely tell you what we've been doing for the last 10 years since I've been here. And that is basically, you know, helping people within their workplace connect better as a team and basically work better together and, you know, work towards a really good, positive team culture. Yep. I think that's probably it in a nutshell.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, many people that might be listening to us will probably know us more as a team building, a recreational team building company. Where how have we evolved over time in relation to that from your perspective?
I mean, we've moved from, you know, like you said, just basically your recreation and experiential learning side of things into more of a all-round team culture organization where we can also look into your, you know, your corporate training or your workshops that work on, you know, individuals and, you know, their personality types and how they work together and the best way to work together, and also into the conference and events field as well. So, you know, yeah. The three, you know, main platforms that you would need to basically be working with within an organization or working on in an organization to be working on your culture.
And as such, the introduction of the Patch, the People and Culture Hub, where we're bringing, you know, ultimately trying to bring together the best of all of these resources for people to be able to utilize within their own organizations to bring the best out of their people and have the best culture possible. So look, over as I mentioned, over coming episodes, we're going to be talking to authors of books around people and culture and how to get the most out of your people. We're going to be talking about a new theory, which we're going to introduce you to today, which has been developed by ourselves after 25 years of working in this space. We're going to be just talking all things people and culture. So really looking forward to getting into this. And if you are listening, really do appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we can provide you some value with this. So today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about positive team culture and what it means to us at Corporate Challenge Events. As mentioned, we've been doing this for a long time. Hugh now has been with us for 10 years. That's a significant effort there, Hugh. So I certainly appreciate your contribution throughout the journey. And I've been doing this for over 20 years now. So, but throughout that time, we've come together and put together what we believe to be some of the best parts of what it takes to create a positive team culture. We know through all the research that we've done, and this has been a passion of mine for quite a long time, we do know that you know, the idea of team has been around for a long time. There's ancient Japanese proverbs, there's quotes from Alexander the Great, there's you know, even some of our more modern day people like Richard Branson, and if you're around back in the 80s, and he is actually still presenting to this day, Brian Tracy. These are the sort of people that have taken positive team culture and continued its modern day awareness. So
I think that's lost a lot recently as well, with, you know, people saying culture is a buzzword and this, that, and the other thing. People probably don't realize that, you know, this isn't new. This has been, this has been going for centuries.
That's right.
It's not a new concept. And it's not a buzzword. It's something that he's been around for a long time and he's here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think have you read Richard Branson's book, Losing My Virginity?
No, I haven't.
No. So one of the last lines that he says in his book is, if you look after your staff, they'll look after your customers. It's that simple. And I think that sums up, you know, exactly the modern day thought and what we're about in terms of, people and culture. But yeah, if you do wind back and, just to quote some of the historical quotes that are going back to the ancient Japanese proverb of a single arrow can be broken, a quiver of arrows cannot. Now, I think many people out there are going to go, yeah, well, we've heard that one before. And Alexander the Great, now we're going back to, 300 plus years BC. And the quote is, remember upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. So we've known that these things have been around for a long time. Yet I suppose for me and no doubt for you as well, Hugh, that it still astounds us that these concepts of practicing a positive team culture aren't done by more organisations day in, day out.
Absolutely.
So, as I said, we know that places like Virgin, we know places like Southwest Airlines in the States, Google, and Zappos, they're probably four of the biggest companies and most well-known companies for looking after their people and having positive cultures. We know that they practice them and we know the results that they get because they are some of the most profitable businesses on the planet. My question that I keep coming back to, and really what keeps driving me with this is, if it is so blatant, it's been around for so long, if it's been so blatantly obvious that a positive culture works and creates success for organisations, why aren't more people doing it? And I think, from my perception, probably the number one reason is everybody thinks that it's too hard. The idea of change is it's a scary topic for people. Things are going to change. We've got to change our culture. It just seems too hard and such a big exercise. And that's where I'd like to sort of introduce the concept that we're going to talk about, Hugh, which is our new theory, the Corporate Challenge Events theory of positive team cultures. And as we say, positive team cultures equals success. Before we can get into a more detailed explanation around that, Hugh, I'd like to ask you, from your perspective, what does success mean?
Success. Well, that's a big question. Success can mean a lot of things. Success is basically, I think you need to look at success and bring it back to what your goals are. What are you actually looking to achieve within your organization? And we go back to, this will probably be touched on later, but you go back to and listen to Simon Sinek and you listen to his concept around finding your why and knowing your why. I really believe that if you are successful, you are living your why every day. And coming back to that. So knowing what that is, so what your organization stands for and what you are trying to achieve, what the bigger picture is.
Yep.
And as long as you are striving for that, then you are successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, funnily enough, if I ask that question to probably 100 CEOs, their answer would be, as long as we make a bottom line profit, and I think that's how many organisations operate. And look, there's no issues with that. It fundamentally, financial viability is the number one reason that any organisation needs to exist. So totally appreciate and totally respect that. I suppose where, from my perspective, you can only achieve that if you have a successful team. And so, you know, where the focus of success for, you know, the next step of what we're going to talk about in terms of our theory really comes down to your people, and how can you get more out of your people and make your people successful, which ultimately will make your business successful. You know, I only need to come back to that quote that I mentioned earlier. If you look after your staff, they'll look after your customers. It's that simple. Now, if your staff are happy, your customers are getting looked after, guess what's happening? You're making a profit. So, you know, it's as a famous person once said, it's not rocket science, you. So, so now we've obviously, you know, we've looked at what success is. The key part of it and where we come into it is positive team culture. Would you like to sort of tell people a little bit about what positive team culture means to us?
Positive team culture, what does that mean to us? It means everything, basically. If you don't have a positive team culture, you're not going to have that success. But going back, I mean, it's the environment that you work in every single day. Yeah. It's looking forward to going to work. You know, there's no such thing as a person that hates a Monday. A Monday is just another day of the week. You don't hate Mondays, you hate your job, which all comes back to your culture. I love going to work every day, and I love the environment that I'm in, and I love what I do. So yeah. I don't care what day of the week it is.
Even though in this current environment, the environment is your bedroom.
Yeah, well, that's it's not the ideal situation at the moment, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes. So I mean, I still enjoy coming and sitting down at my bedside table and getting through what I need to get through. So it's if you dread going into the office or into your bedroom or wherever it is that you're working from these days, then you know, that means that's got something to do with the environment that you're working within and the culture that you're working within.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose for us at Corporate Challenge Events, as you're very well aware, is we basically, our theory is that positive team culture is created through having a fumish environment. So for those that are out there and they're listening, fumish is what you're aiming to achieve. Now, when I present and I talk to people around this I'd love to know, and Hugh, you know what I think about this, but I'd love to know the first thing that comes to people's minds when they think of fumish. Because for me, and what I would like to think is that it's fume-like. It's in the air. You can smell it. You're breathing it. You can feel it. It's an energy that is not necessarily visible, but you can feel it. And ultimately, if you can create a fumish environment, then I believe that that you have created a positive team culture within your organisation. One of my favourite sayings, other than it's not rocket science, is that a lot of these ideas are very simple. You know, what we are about to present and talk through over the coming podcasts is nothing that, as mentioned earlier, that hasn't been introduced or presented to people in the past in different ways and in different concepts. And they're all relatively simple, but simple in concept is not simple in practice. And I think that's a really important point for people to understand that, what an idea can be really simple to understand, but to actually implement it, follow through with it, and actually see the results of it is a lot harder than understanding the concept. So a fumish environment and what we're going to go through over the next few episodes is very simple. That's a very simple concept. But it does take work. It does take commitment by a team. But it is also, as we've just talked about, it's the how. It's the how you can actually go about creating a positive team culture. And it gives you the step-by-step process in order to do it. So we've mentioned the word fumish. Let's talk through, Hugh, what does the F in fumish stand for?
Friendly.
Friendly, absolutely. You need to have a friendly environment. And what we're going to do through the next four or five podcasts is actually dig deeper into what each of these mean. So But if you want to have a positive team culture, you need to have a friendly environment. The U.
Understanding.
Is an understanding environment, absolutely. M is for motivating. The I is for inspiring. S is for a supportive environment. And last and certainly not least, the H is for a happy environment. As I mentioned, these ideas, these concepts and those words aren't complex. What we actually mean and how they break down into a deeper level of understanding and action by your team, as I mentioned, Hugh and I are going to talk more about in the coming podcasts. But the final part of what I want to touch on today is really about how do you create that fumish environment. So we know positive team cultures need a fumish environment. How do you actually go about it? And that is through the three E's. And our three E's, and again, we will be talking more in depth about these in the coming podcasts, but are about engagement. How do you engage your team? How do you educate your team? And as Hugh's already talked a little bit about, what sort of environment are you walking into? And environment isn't just about the physical environment, it's about the environment you're creating within your mind on a day-to-day basis that gets you up, it gets you out of bed, and it gets you going heading into work on a daily basis. So, look, that's episode one of the Patch Podcast. Hugh, did you want to add anything at the end there?
No, I think we've covered everything we need to for now. Looking forward to diving in to more fumish in the three E's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Move forward.
Absolutely. And look, I would like to thank everybody again for listening. This is the Patch Podcast. We're excited to have got through episode number one. Hopefully we're going to continue to get better at this, aren't we, Hugh? And not only are we going to be getting better at this.
Continual improvement.
Absolutely. We'll be better tomorrow than we are today. That's one of our values. But not only are we going to continue to get better at this ourselves, hopefully we continue to provide you with some continue value that you can use within your organization so that you can get the best out of your people and the best out of your business. So thanks again for joining us, and we will speak to you again in episode two.